The next patient is Albert Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N-N, Griffin, number one. Clinical case of an, what is that? 96-year-old. One male that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD, stage 4. This patient has a long-standing history of diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and aging process. All of those are contributory factors for nephrosclerosis. The patient was recently admitted to the hospital with anemia, constipation, mental changes, and shortness of breath, and he was found with a hemoglobin that was around 7 grams when admitted to the hospital. The patient was given blood, and the diagnostic tests as EGD and colonoscopy were not done because of the comorbidities in this particular case. The Eliquis for the atrial fibrillation was discontinued, and the patient is taking B12, folic acid, iron, and the hemoglobin has improved to 9.9, which is much better. He's looking much better. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus that has been very well controlled. As a matter of fact, there is a tendency to develop blood sugars in the 80s. He is on Januvia, 50 milligrams on daily basis. I'm going to change it to every other day. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is oxygen dependent. The patient has also atherosclerotic heart disease, and because of the presence of the tendency to retain fluid, we are going to use a body weight of 166 and a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. If the patient's body weight is above 166, we are going to use furosemide 20 milligrams on daily basis. If it is under, the patient will not use the furosemide. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, benign prostatic hypertrophy and hyperplasia. The patient so far has been able to urinate without any problems. Following number, consistent and persistent constipation that has been treated symptomatically. We are going to reevaluate this elderly man in 6 weeks with laboratory workup.